If you don't believe in miracles, I'm about to preach for about 15 minutes. Why are you clapping? That's my big concern. When I was a little boy, I loved building forts. I loved to get blankets and cardboard boxes and chairs from our kitchen table and just build forts in our house. And then during the summer, the main goal of the summer was to play sports and build forts. And we'd figure out all kinds of places to build forts. I remember one time we built an igloo out of tree branches until the branches started bending and scratching cars on the building parking lot. And then we got in trouble, so we stopped doing that. But we always were looking for places to build forts, and I had a friend who lived in the apartment building adjacent to ours. And right behind his apartment building was this beautiful, large, I think it was a maple tree. I'm not even totally sure, but it was an old tree with thick branches. And what was so great about this tree was that you could climb the fence and then get onto the main trunk, and the trunk went out over like this, over the fence, and we could go up and sit in this one big branch. And so my friend and I decided that we would build a fort that year with this branch. And so we scrounged around. One of the lumber companies was right down the road from where we lived. And so we just kind of scrounged around. We didn't steal anything, by the way. We just scraps of wood, wherever we could find scraps of wood. And we tried to find a hammer and some nails and just tried to build this fort. And this was our project for the summer. Everything was good. We would hang out in this tree with this little bit of fort that we had built, and everything was fine until one day, as I was preparing some of the materials to go up and do some more building, my friend Jason was up in the tree, just kind of chilling out, sitting there, and all of a sudden, I heard this loud crack, and I watched Jason go from about 8 feet in the air straight to the ground with the largest branch I had ever seen. We had been hanging out in this tree all summer long. We had been building this fort, and we never once thought about the pressure that this fort could handle, that this tree could handle. We never thought that there was a level, a capacity that this tree could sustain when it came to weight and external pressure. And so our fort didn't last. Sometimes we build our lives in the same way. We start to build, and we build upon certain foundations that we don't ask ourselves about with regards to external pressures. We start to build in a certain way, and then some trials come, some tests come, some external pressures come, and we find ourselves less solid than we thought we were. We haven't built to last. We begin to hear cracks. We begin to feel shifts in the foundation. And the truth is that so many people build upon a foundation that will never last. This is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 7. You see, we're about to go into a summer series. It's called the Summer Sermon. And it's all on Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. But before we can understand the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5 of Matthew, I want us to look at the end of the sermon. I know that's not the way we're supposed to do things. You don't get a book and go right to the last chapter and read that and then start the book. But in order for us to properly understand this sermon, and in order for us to properly understand building something to last, we've got to go to the end, to the bottom line, in order to understand what Jesus is trying to do within people's lives. So I want you to look up at the screen to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and then we'll go to Matthew chapter 7. It says, "Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them." This is the prelude to the Sermon on the Mount, the sermon that we're going to go through this summer. Then the next part is the end of the sermon, and it's Matthew chapter 7, if we get to that slide. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." And then Jesus continues to go on and he says, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Jesus is using the story of building houses, but he's using it to talk about how we build our lives. And friends, the truth is the Sermon on the Mount are not just good kingdom ideas. Jesus is actually trying to infuse us with his values, infuse us with kingdom principles, so that we can build a life that will last. He wants you to have a life that can withstand every torrential downpour, or here in Ottawa, every snowstorm. I mean, he wants it to last. He wants you to build something that's going to last. And so in order for us to understand this, in order for us to get prepared for this series, I want to look at the three things that we need to think about with regards to building something that will last. The very first thing that we see in this story is the idea of foundation. Foundation. Jesus talks about two different types of foundation. He talks about the foundation that is a rock, something solid, something that doesn't move, something that is so stable that there is going to be a wise person who will build their life upon a rock. Then he talks about individuals who will choose a different foundation. Thank you, Kurt Portis. For those who build their life upon sand. Now sand is less solid. It moves. It just randomly goes wherever. There's not a lot of sturdiness with sand. And Jesus says that each of us will choose to build our lives either on the rock or upon the sand. You've got to choose. And so the rock, the idea of building our life upon the rock, means that we would grab hold of the values that Jesus is trying to teach in this sermon and all through the Gospels, and we see his kingdom values through Scripture. He says that, you know, there's times that we're going to pick up a rock and it's going to say we need to be a light. And we go, you know, if I'm going to have a good foundation, if I'm going to build something that's going to last, even when I don't feel like being a light, even when I want to just hang out with my friends and they're doing some things that just are a little bit dark, I'm going to choose to be a light because that's a good foundation. There are times I look into God's word and he says, hey, you want a good, strong foundation? Then you need to remove anger from your heart. But God, do you know what this person did? Do you know how many times they've hurt me? Do you know how severe the hurt was? God, I don't want to do that. He says, but if you want to have a firm foundation, you've got to have a solid rock foundation, and you're going to have to remove anger from your heart, remove bitterness. Pick up another stone. God says, hey, you need to love your enemies. What? I don't want to love my enemies. I want to punch my enemies. I want to do things. I want to at least tell someone about my enemies. I want to get an alliance. I want to get some people on board. I want them to hear how bad this person is. I want them to sit with me and stew over their badness. But Jesus says, no, love your enemies. Okay, if I'm going to have a good foundation, I've got to take the brick of loving my enemies. How about this one? Purity in the things I view. Whatever comes into my mind is going to be what I spew out. The things that come into my heart is going to be the way I think, the way I speak. God says, hey, I want you to be pure in what you view. Oh, God, that one's a little bit difficult because there's not a lot on TV nowadays that's very pure. Are you sure? And he goes, if you want a solid foundation for your life that's not going to just last for today, but it's going to last long term, you've got to make sure that the things that enter your heart, the things that your eyes view, are going to be pure. Okay, God. What about this one? Long-term commitment to marriage. God says, hey, you want to have a solid life? You can't just commit for a 3-year deal. All right, sweetie. I love you with my whole heart, and I'm committed to you forever and ever up to 3 years. And then I'm going to really find out what you're like, and if things aren't good, there are all kinds of dating sites online. And I'm going to move on. And God says, no, 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 no. You want to have a firm foundation for your life? You've got to have a long-term commitment to marriage. Last one. Prayer. God, there's so many things going on. I just need to talk to people. No, you want to have a firm foundation in your life? You got to pray. Okay, sometimes, like I'll say grace. I'll pray in church. No, you got to pray every day. Every day. God, I'm busy every day. But you want to have a firm foundation that lasts, you got to pray. And we read that in the Sermon on the Mount. And he begins to talk to us about a firm foundation, something that we can build our house upon. that a bird could go into, all right? But then we have another type of foundation, and Jesus says that there's this, the firm foundation, the stony foundation, and he's referring to a few places. He's referring to the place that he lived in Nazareth, where it was very stony. He has in mind Sepphoris, which is the place where he did a lot of his work. He has in mind Capernaum. That was a tough one. Capernaum, which is the place his ministry was at. And all those places have stony areas with the firm foundation. But then he talks about sandy areas, like Palestine, where the torrential downpours would come upon the sand and all kind of shifting would take place and they'd have all kinds of structural damage. And he says, you know what, there's some people and they will choose sand. They will say, you know what, I know what you're saying, Jesus, but that person really did hurt me, and so I'm holding anger against them. I mean, I'll follow everything else that you said, Jesus, but anger, I'm keeping that with me. You know, I'm just gonna take a little bit of that. Hey, Jesus, you know what? Me and my wife, we've been together for a few years now, and it's a little bit tough. I know people said it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of work. I mean, what are you saying amen for, Pastor Nick? Buddy, you've been married for 1 month. And if it's any work, it's all Malaya. Marriage is a lot of work, and after a little while, you're like, I'm so tired. You know what, Jesus, I know that sounds like a good principle, but I'm not going to buy into it. I got to just find somebody else, and I think I'll make a choice. And we pour out some more sand for our foundation. And then he says, what about inconvenient promises? You've said things to people, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. You said this to God, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And God says, and you start to think about it, you go, that's really inconvenient. I told the person that has the piano who lives on the fifth floor where the elevator is broken that I'd help them move, but it's 35 degrees outside. I think I'm feeling sick. Inconvenient. And so I break my promises, I break my vows. I've been wronged by a person, and so I want to get revenge. I know God told me that I shouldn't, an eye for an eye shouldn't be the way I live my life. Let God deal with it. But this person, no, they deserve it. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to speak about this person, but I sure am going on Facebook. I'm going to let people know in social media, put a little bit more foundation. And then there's all these problems in my life. And I know God says I should pray, but the truth is I just really want to talk to people about my problems, and I just need another person. And you know those people, they just, person after person, you just hear the same story over and over again, no prayer, just keep talking. And so we choose a different foundation, and we place our house upon it. Sand versus brick. You see, God's saying that his kingdom values are the solid foundation. Your choices that conflict with his values are the sandy foundation. There's only two types of foundation, a solid foundation and a shaky foundation, a rock foundation and a sand foundation. God's values in your choices. One of them is going to build you a good place. The problem is that in order for us to have the rocky foundations, friends, and this is going to probably be a little bit of an ouch moment for some of our lives, is we actually have to get into his word. We actually have to get into the Bible, not just on Sunday. I don't have the stats here. I don't want to bore you with stats, but the number of people who actually read their scriptures on a daily basis, regular basis, is so low in Christian circles. I had a friend contact me a couple weeks ago. And he has a friend, and he said that this friend has kind of gone off track and is living this lifestyle now that's very contrary to Scripture. And he started to engage with me about a conversation about how to approach this individual. And he said to me, he says, you know what, Jesus hung out with sinners, loved on sinners, and so I'm just going to love on this person. The problem is that this person claims to be a Christian. They claim to serve Jesus, and they know what they're publicly doing is wrong, but they still claim to be a Christian. And while Jesus hung out with sinners on their way to Jesus, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 that when a person claims to be a Christian, is public about their faith, and then goes and lives completely contrary to Scripture in a public manner, we're actually to do all we can to confront, and then we're to actually hand them over to Satan. I know that's not very convenient because we're just a lovey bunch of people, especially since we're Canadians. But we have got to read all of Scripture, not just a little bit of brick and a little bit of sand. And so I started to tell my friend, I says, you know, really, you've done everything. You've tried to bring correction. You've done it very graciously. You've tried to speak into this person's life. And this person knows that what they're doing is in complete violation of Scriptures. You need to just hands distance, arms distance. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. But he couldn't handle it because he hadn't gone to that passage. What happens when we don't get into the Word of God is we start to pick and choose. We start to have a little bit of sand in our foundation, a little bit of brick in our foundation. And friends, I'm going to tell you this, is that when you pick and choose your ideas with God's ideas, you're in a mess. You will never know God's full plan for you until you get into the Word of God. The Word of God lays every brick by brick, but there are so many people who are quoting things that aren't even in Scripture. And following their own philosophies because it's convenient. It's the culture of the day. But we take the Word primary as the foundation. I got to hurry if I'm going to fulfill this miracle. Foundation, brick, sand. Then Jesus goes on. He talks about application. You see, Jesus wasn't into this mode where he was just saying, hey, would you just look at the bricks? Oh, that's a good brick, Jesus. It's a good teaching. I like that. That's good. I'm going to build my house over here. I just believe this, but I'm going to build over here. I can imagine he's finished his sermon, and everybody's nodding their heads going, oh, that's good stuff. Oh, pastor. Oh, preach it, pastor. Amen. Oh, that's good. Come on. And they're waving hankies. Everything. I mean, they're just a little bit more liberal in their response than this church, right? I mean, we're nice, but they're just like, oh, pastor, come on. And they're getting right into it. They're just shouting them down. And then at the end, they move from this place where they admire the rock, but they go over and build over here. And that's what Christians sometimes do, is we hear the Word of God on Sunday. We read Scripture, but we build here. Because we never translate the Scriptures into our lives. Let me tell you this. God's not looking for your affirmation of kingdom values. He's looking for your application of kingdom values. Not affirmation. There are too many people who can affirm things, they just never live it out in their lives. You want to know what you truly believe? Check out how you respond to things. Check out what you live. What you live is what you truly believe. And Jesus said to the disciples, to the crowd that was there at the Sermon on the Mount, I want you to move from affirmation to application. I want you to take the Word of God and put it into your life. Friends, we cannot just believe it. We have got to get into Scripture and apply it to our lives. And you know when you're really serious about Jesus? When you start to apply the things that you absolutely hate to read. When you start to engage with things that make you so uncomfortable and you want to flip the page to something more nice. Let's go to Psalm 23 because I feel good there. But some of the other things that Jesus is poking at in our lives, we know they're true. We just don't want to live there. He says, listen, part of the foundation is not just believing in the bricks, not just believing in truth. It's applying it to your life. The wise man built his house upon the rock. He put the bricks in place. He got the foundation. He didn't just believe it and see it from a distance. He took brick by brick and said, I'm going to put this into my life. And he built his house upon it. But the other individual says, I really like these bricks, but I'm going to make my own choices. And I'm going to build my house upon my choices and have the sand. Affirmation's not enough. Application has to happen. And so he says, you need to pay attention to your foundation. You need to pay attention to your application. And lastly, this. You need to pay attention to evaluation. You see, there is a point in your life where what you believe and what you apply gets tested. There's an evaluation of your Christianity. Sometimes we think that our evaluation is by how we look on Sunday, by how much we give in the offering, by how much we serve, by the level of our arms in worship, by the way we're dressed, by how we speak. But that's not what Jesus says. He says the real testing of your faith comes when the storms come. Comes about when you are tested, where your foundation gets tested. You see, you can say that you are building your life upon the principles of Scripture, but actually be building on the sand, and nobody will know for a season until God pulls out the rain clouds. Until there are some trials, some testings, and Satan sometimes throws out some temptations. And what Jesus says is this, is that the person who built the house upon the rock started to face a rainstorm. And nothing's happening. The house is completely, the rain's not pushing the rocks. I've never tested this, so I don't even know if it's going to work. Starts raining. I cheated, I'm sorry. But you see, the rain comes and begins to shift the sand. The rain comes and begins to tell you whether or not the foundation that you built is actually a foundation worth building upon. And friends, there are moments in your life where you're going to face tests and trials. And it's in those moments that you know what you've built your life upon. It's in those moments that you know whether or not you have just affirmed the Word of God or applied the Word of God. The evaluation of the house comes when there's a storm, when there's winds, when there are trials, when there are testings. And when everything's good, every one of our houses look fantastic. But when the storms come, I want to make sure that my house is built upon a solid foundation. A solid foundation. And for some of us, we think that we're building on something solid, but we're not applying the Word of God. As we go through this series this summer, I pray that you will take the Word every Sunday. And you won't just hear it, but you'll say, that's a brick for my foundation. And I'm going to do everything I can to apply it. Pastor Steve, would you come back? I was reading this book called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And he talks about how every decision we make has a compound effect, and what we do today may not have implications in the next couple days, but down the road it will. He tells a story about these three men. There's a man who just continues to live his life the same way. They're three friends. He's just every day is going to continue doing the same thing that he's always done. The second guy starts to get a little bit serious about his life. He decides he's going to have one less can of pop per week. He's going to walk 1 mile a day or three times a week, something like that. And every night before he goes to bed, he's going to read a leadership book for 10 minutes. The really small things. Third guy, he's into cooking. So he puts up a big screen TV so he can watch the cooking channel. And he's Italian. He starts to make all kinds of pastas. After a few weeks, all three guys look exactly the same. After 6 months, they look the same. After a year, they start to see a little bit of a difference in all three. But around the 18-month mark, you start to see a difference. You see, the first guy has done nothing in his life to change things, and so he started to put on a little bit more weight. He's been pretty much in maintenance mode with all his life, his marriage, his finances, his work. Guy number one. Guy number two, who's been reading 10 minutes each night, who has stopped drinking a can of pop a week and has been walking every day, has started to lose some significant weight. And the things that he's been reading, he's been applying to his marriage and he's been applying to his work. And he finds that his marriage is healthier. He's getting some promotions at work. And he is enjoying life like he's never enjoyed it. Third guy, Mr. Big Screen TV Pasta Man. He's putting on weight fast. And I mean it so fast that his wife and him, their relationship is starting to suffer because he's feeling bad about himself. His esteem is going down. She finds herself, because he's pulling away, because his esteem's so low, she finds herself conversing with other guys. She's not being unfaithful, but she just knows that there's a problem. And in every area of his life, he is going downhill. Just small choices, small choices. You see, the choices you make to just stay where you are will eventually cost you. The good choices, the rock choices, the firm foundation choices, they may not show up, the results may not show up right away, but friends, in 6 months they will. In 1 year they will. In 3 years when the storm starts coming, they will. And some of us, the choices that we're making that are sand choices, you may have been getting away with it for a while, but there's a day coming when the wind will blow, and you will start to see the compound effects of your sand choices. The question I have for you today is this: what foundation will you build upon? The values of Scripture or your choices? You can only know the values of Scripture by getting into the Word. The values of Scripture or your choices? One lasts, one cracks and falls down. The choice is yours. Would you stand? I'm asking that if you today would choose to build your life upon the foundation of Scripture, to say, I value the Word of God, and I'm not just going to affirm it, but I'm going to apply it to my life. That today you would sing the song, I've decided to follow Jesus. Not just a person, not just a belief, not in an individual, but His words and His life. And this would be your prayer commitment to this message. Church, as we conclude this service, I know it was really quick and it's very short and simple, but it's the bottom line for this series. We have to apply the Word of God to our lives. Build on a good foundation. And so, Jesus, as we conclude this Canada Day service, I'm asking that you would help us to engage in the Word. I'm asking that we would build our foundation upon the values of the kingdom, the Word of God. I pray that we will get into it. We would hear from it. We'd learn from it. We would devour it. And then, God, after we've heard it and devoured it, we would apply it to our lives so that when the storms come and our foundation gets evaluated, we will see that our house is still standing. God, I pray we will build something that lasts. I pray every single one of us this week would think about what we're building our life upon. What are the principles? What are the values? And we would grab hold of your Word and build it upon that. I pray you'd bless each person this week as they leave this place. Bless this cake which you're about to have, and let us have a great Canada Day. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, everyone.